Good morning and welcome to the Dorseyville Alliance Church. We're glad that you have chosen to join us this morning as we live stream or as you watch it later on after it's been posted. We're glad that you are choosing to join in this morning in worship and trust that as we gather together that Jesus will be lifted high and that as we draw near to him that he will transform us. It is a work that he desires to do to transform us more into his image and into his likeness. Again, so glad that you have joined in as we worship together. Next Sunday, we begin our time of gathering back in person as we have now entered into the green phase for the state's reopening plan. And so next week, we will be having two live in-person services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. We will also be streaming those services live on Facebook Live as well as from our website under that watch tab on the website. So everyone would be able to join into one of those services, whether in person at either 9 or 11 or online worshiping virtually from home. If you have not already signed up for one of those two services, if you are planning to come, please do that this week by calling the church office or by going to our website. On the front page, there is a place to sign up for one of those two services. The reason is we just simply need to know that we have enough space. With our social distancing limitations, we need to know that we have enough space for every person that is coming next week. And if so, we might need to rearrange a little bit if not. So please do that if you are planning. If you forget, still show up. We'll figure out a way to get you involved in worship one way or another. We look forward to gathering as we continue to worship and as we continue to walk through these days. As we begin, let's look to the Lord in prayer, and then we will seek him through worship, and as we gather around the word, let us lift high Jesus together. Let's go to prayer together. Oh, Father in heaven, it is good to be able to worship you. It is good to be able to seek your face. It is good and it is a privilege that we do not take lightly to lift up praise to your name. Father, whether it is the worship team and the few here in the sanctuary who are worshiping you here or whether virtually at home, Father, it doesn't matter because your spirit inhabits the praises of your people. Jesus, you said that there is a time coming and a time that has now come when the true worshipers will worship you in spirit and in truth. So whether we are in this physical place or at home, Father, we worship you this morning in spirit and in truth. We want to be counted as one of those true worshipers. Not just worshipers by form, but worshipers in spirit and in truth. And so wherever we are at, Father, please send your spirit. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We welcome your presence. We welcome your leading. To literally inhabit the praises of us, your people, that the Father would be enthroned upon our praises. And so may your kingdom come, Father. May your will be done, Father. Jesus, we seek to lift you high. Father, it's a privilege these days, especially with all the chaos of our world, to draw to you, for you are a refuge, a fortress, a high tower. So we rest in your presence this morning and welcome you here. In the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, I ask and pray these things. Amen.
Good morning. As we've been spending these past couple of months worshiping from various locations, it's just reminded me how our worship and our bond as children of God are not limited by us physically being together. And so while on a small scale, those of us within Dorseyville, as we are worshiping from separate locations, in a way reflects our other brothers and sisters in Christ who are in other countries and other parts of the world, who while they're worshiping over the seas and we're worshiping here, we are still all worshiping our God together. We are still unified by the Spirit in Christ. And so let us just reflect and pray for our brothers and sisters who are all over the globe together this morning. And just pray blessings over them and just pray that we would be unified in Christ.
One, two, three, four.
Heavenly Father, God, we praise you this morning. We lift up our hallelujahs to you, Lord. God, we ask that you would just overflow our hearts this morning, every single individual, God, that is joining in this time of worship, whether that's in this moment or days later, wherever they are, God, we just ask that you would overflow their hearts, God. When we're surrounded by chaos and doubt and fear and negativity, God, just give us the strength and the hope and the joy to raise our hallelujahs louder than the unbelief. God, we just ask that you would give us the strength and the joy and the faith to sing in the middle of the storm. God, it's so easy to sing those hallelujahs when we're feeling joyful and we see joy in the world around us. But when we're struggling to see that, God, we ask that you would open our eyes to the joy that we have in you. That you, the darkness trembles at your name, Jesus. And we have you within us. And so we have no more fear. Lord, we just ask that our voices would glorify you and honor you every day, God. That our voices of worship and praise would overpower any unbelief. That you would use us, Lord, to turn the eyes of the world to you. Pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.